Good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And to our, going over to our friends also on Free FM 89.0, coming out of the Tron, going out throughout the Waikato. And it's a pretty nice day out there right now here in beautiful Whangarei. Hope it is nice wherever you are, if you're listening live or back on a podcast or live streaming or checking back on the archives, whichever way. Hope you enjoy the show. And today on the show, we're going to be talking in a little while to, or quite shortly actually, to Patrick Fahey, who is the chairman of the Natural Health Alliance. And we're going to be talking about the, there's a bit of legislation coming through that's going to get updated and other things like that with him pretty shortly. And while I get that, we'll do some weather and some stuff like that first. And while I get things like that organised, here goes a classic from New Zealand band The Narcs called Heart and Soul. folks. Here we are. There's the Narcs there with a bit of a Kiwi classic, Heart and Soul. Now we're going to have a look at some weather here on the Over the Fence show, and it's going to be unstable in the northeast of North Island. Today is following from the instability for the weather down Canterbury, Marlborough, and up into the Wairarapa. Today it sort of moves into the northeastern corner of the North Island, sort of behind Hawke's Bay and Gisborne East Cape. It's looking to be where it's going to hit. And what does that mean? It means there's going to be cooling in the upper atmosphere, which can be seen in the middle image, which can be kind of up to 5,500 metres around minus 26 degrees, far out. Thanks to a cool upper trough, a pool of air moving into the afternoon, and this is creating the unstable air. With relatively warm surface temperatures and converging winds, with the easterly spinning out of a weak high to the east and the general west-southwesterly airflow coming in from the west. So that's happening over there, and there's going to be a little bit of rain for the west coast down south and for Stewart Island and Invercargill, and, of course, the aforementioned places over there, the East Cape and down through Gisborne, Hawke's Bay, things like that. And it's going to be a good chance of frost down in the South Island today, especially inland, and probably a bit higher, and I think they're still getting a bit of snow down there. I did see somewhere as well. So, and that frost risk kind of covered this morning, right basically through the bottom of South Island, right up through the ranges up into kind of Nelson areas, and it's going to be pretty rainy on the west coast down south as well over the next week or so. And most of that rain's going to arrive on the weekend coming up in the next few days from the Tassie, with more heavy rain possible on Tuesday as a northerly flow heads in from the Tasman as well. So, yeah, it's been a classic kind of spring weather, hasn't it, really, folks? You know, bit of this, bit of that, and, you know, warm, cold, and everything like that. But what can we expect here in the Waikato? Well, windy, yeah. It's been not so bad today as it was yesterday, but, man, it was blowing yesterday, that's for sure. That good southwesterly that we're also familiar with. There's going to be a bit more of that today and tomorrow. So they're expecting 32 k's today, 36 k's tomorrow, today from the southwest, tomorrow from the west-southwest. And then Friday, sort of sunny and showery for the rest of the week, basically, with the winds predominantly remaining from the west-southwest, although they go northwest a bit on Saturday, then west-northwest Sunday, then northwest into next week. And temperatures today is expecting a high about 17 degrees. 15 tomorrow, then between like 16 and 18 for the rest of the week. So that's pretty stable. 11 degrees is going to be the minimum tonight, they say. And then it's going to be somewhere between 13 and 14. Apart from Tuesday, which is going to drop down to 11. So, yeah, pretty sort of consistently inconsistent weather, I guess you'd say. And the humidity today is 63%. And the sunrise this morning is 6:43 and will set at 7:33. The length of visible light is 13 hours and 43 minutes, and the actual day length is 12 hours and 50 minutes. And tomorrow will be 2 minutes and 24 seconds longer than it is today. So yeah, the days are still stretching out quite significantly right now. And the beautiful moon, well, it rose this morning at 5:15 and will set at 4:05 this evening, and it currently is a waning crescent moon, 8% illuminated. And it was a couple of days I saw it hanging in the sky. Yeah, it wasn't much of it. It wasn't over the sea like the last time I saw it. It was more, I guess, to the north. And the next phase will begin on the 15th, waxing crescent phase. So there's a little bit of weather for you. And I'll come back to some public service announcements after this one by Lou Reed called My Friend George.
About a Mankey with a sword, and that made me think of my friend George. People said the man was 5'6". Sounds like Georgie with his killing stick. Hey bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. Hey bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. You're talking by my friend George. I knew Georgie since he's 8. I always thought that he was great. And anything that George would do, you know that I would do it too. George liked music and George liked to fight. He worked out in a downtown gym every night. I'd spar with him when work was done. We split lips, but it was all in fun. Hey, bro, what's the word? You're talking about my friend George. Hey, bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. Talking about my friend George. Next thing I hear, George has got this stick. He's using it for more than kicks. I seen him down at Smalley's bar. He was wired up. I tried to calm him down. Avenge yourself, he says to me. Avenge yourself for humanity. Avenge yourself for the weak and the poor. Stick it to these guys right through their heads. No, the fight is my music and the stick is my sword. And you know that I love you, so please don't say a word. Can't you hear the music playing? The anthem, it's my call. And the last I seen of George, he was he running through the door. I says, hey bro, what's the word? Talking about my friend George. Hey bro, what's the word? You're talking about my friend George. Talking about my friend George.
And there we are, folks. That was My Friend George by Lou Reed off his very, very good New Sensations albums. It's public service announcements time now here on the Over the Fence Show. And, of course, as usual, just up the road, Mike and Denise have putting together the Koha Kai in the community house, and that goes from 12 to 2. So if you want to have something to eat and a bit of socialising, you can wander up there. It's all free, although you can drop a Koha off if you like. Or you can get there a bit earlier and help them do the preparations for the kai and everything like that, if that's what you want to do. So that's happening, yeah, right now as we speak, from 12 to 2. And also this Saturday, Raglan Hatchery is putting on Te Tiriti o Waitangi workshop. It goes from 9 to 4, I think it is. And there are still some slots available, which is unusual because they usually sell out pretty quickly. So, I went to one last year, and it's a very good day, very educational, very excellent. Ingrid Huggins, the facilitator, she's very good at what she does. And so, yep, I'd encourage you to get along with that one. That's, of course, election day as well, even though the voting polls are open as we speak. There's a few people wandering in and out of there today. I've noticed as I've been sitting around here in the Raglan Community Radio HQ in the town hall. And also, Marve, we were talking to her last week. She's having a spring permaculture course next Saturday, 21st. What's the 6th? Next Saturday, maybe. And I was talking to her on Friday at the growers market, and there was one spot left, which may already be gone, but may still be there if you're interested in going for that one. And of course, straight away, straight over the hallway from Raglan Community Radio HQ here is the good people at the Whangarei Environment Centre have got the Aroha seed stand sitting there. Katie's in there working hard, doing the thing. And so the seeds are there. There's not too many there. Katie might have to put a few more out, actually, and So, but yeah, you can come and help yourself to those and get yourself some potting mix and, yeah, all seasonal stuff. So, an excellent, excellent initiative, which again, we spoke about last week with Tanya and Marve, the Whangaroa Environment Centre's got on. And keep your eyes out for the Growers Gig guide, and by month, and there's, you know, crop swap and courses and working bees and stuff like that all on there. So keep your eyes out for that if you're interested in that sort of thing. And also, I can't remember the exact date, but the Horticultural Society, they're having their flower show, Aaron, do you know when that is? 4th of November, maybe? Yeah, I think it's early next month, but I'll get Jeff on again before before then, so we can give us a refresher and tell us how it is and everything like that. And I've got breaking news here for you folks. Yes, there's going to be a Three Bridges Hauora Hikoi on the 4th of November. And more details to come, but that's going to be a great day. There's lots of stuff planned. There's going to be a talk by Rob Mokoraka, and a few other activities planned for the day. So that's going to be the 4th of November. So pencil it in. It's going to be from around about midday. There's still finalising up the details on that one, but keep your eyes open for that. So that's going to be the 4th of November for the community, and the Wednesday before that's going to be and it's going to be for the rangatahi up at school and that. So yeah, the Three Bridges Hauora Hikoi, and either me or Aaron will be interviewing probably Lara having an interview about that anyway, coming up in over the next sort of week or two. So, yep, keep an eye out for that. And that's probably it for the public service announcements. And now I'm going to play for you a request by station manager Aaron Moore from Board Games, song Joe 90.
Sitting on the floor, I'd sit and gaze at Lily and Dawn. Joe upholding justice and law and shooting all the bad guys. 1, 2, 3, 4. Joe unfortunately was held by many strings, but our brave lad fought what evil brings. The brother needs someone for you and me, Joe 19. Someone for you and me, Joe 19. Fought for justice and other things, Joe 19. Every afternoon, sitting on the floor, I'd sit and gaze and rally adore. Joe upholding justice and law and shooting all the bad guys. 1, 2, 3, 4.
every afternoon. Sitting on the floor, I'd sit and gaze and really adore. Go up holding just to laugh and shooting all the bad guys. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right, yeah, folks, that's Board Games there with their song Joe 90. Now going to play for you a band called The Mad Scene with their song Choose, and I'll come back after that with today's guest, Patrick Fahey from the Natural Health Alliance. There we are, folks. That was The Mad Scene there with their song Choose. And now we're going to be joined by today's guest, Paddy Fahey from the, he's a chairman actually, of the Natural Health Alliance. And how you going, Paddy?
Good afternoon, Craig.
Yeah, you hear me all right?
I can hear you. Good.
Excellent. And you're up in Tamaki Makaurau. How's it up there today?
It's not too flash. It's a bit overcast with a bit of rain, as usual.
Yeah.
Four seasons in one day in Auckland.
Yeah, it's a bit like that down here today. It's been beautiful spring weather, hasn't it? Very changeable spring weather the last sort of week or two. Yeah.
It's quite common, though, right up till probably early December when you think about it. So I suppose we whinge about it, but it seems to be constant.
Yeah, it is what it is, right? Yeah. and you the chairman of the Natural Health Alliance. But I guess firstly, Paddy, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and things like that.
Well, okay, I've been in the industry for probably 35, nearly 40 years.
Yep.
I've studied all the health sciences.
Mm-hmm.
I've travelled extensively around the world. I'm on a number of boards and committees in the industry.
The industry being?
Natural health industry.
Natural health, okay, yep.
Yeah, I've been involved in manufacturing as well, so I've got an engineering background, so I'm pretty up with the play of what's going on in both the pharmaceutical industry and our industry. So.
Okay, yeah.
It's pretty well, pretty broad.
Yeah, okay. And you got involved with the Natural Health Alliance, and when did this start, Paddy?
Oh, the Natural Health Alliance has been going for almost 30 years.
Yep.
And we've been involved with government submissions and select committees for a number of years, so pretty old hand at dealing with bureaucrats.
Right, yep, yep.
Yeah.
And why did it spring up in the first place, do you remember, Paddy?
Well, are you referring to
the Natural Health Alliance?
Yeah. Oh, the Natural Health Alliance.
Yeah.
Oh, that was basically a group of companies that got together to look at the dietary supplement regulations way back in 1985.
Mm.
And then in the early 90s, the Ministry of Health had this great idea that they wanted to incorporate dietary supplements and natural health products into a regulatory regime alongside pharmaceuticals. So this isn't new.
Right.
They've been trying to initiate this for a number of years, and every time we have to go into to fight to stop it, because there's no way that natural health products should be regulated alongside pharmaceutical medicines.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. I'd imagine, like, our grandparents' generation sort of thing, it just would have been what they actually went for, just growing in the garden or whatever, right? So, yeah, it seems unusual how that all be chucked under the one umbrella to me.
Correct. And we've survived the centuries without having to deal with pharmaceuticals. And, there's nutritional deficiencies, but there certainly isn't drug deficiencies. So what it is the mentality of bureaucrats in the Ministry of Health who obviously go through university and get a degree in pharmacology or whatever, and believe that anything that looks like a medicine that should be regulated under a pharmaceutical regime.
Mm. Mm.
So that's the problem. It's a mindset. It's an ideological mindset, obviously, where you've got people with these ideologies, and it's just nonsense, of course, because dietary supplements or natural health products are more aligned to food than they are to medicines, and that's why they were under the dietary supplement regulations for 40 years.
Mm.
We haven't had a problem for 40 years. There's never been a death attributed to a dietary supplement in New Zealand on record.
Mm.
Yet, if somebody becomes unwell and they're on a number of pharmaceutical drugs and they're taking one dietary supplement, then it's the dietary supplement that caused the problem.
Right.
So this is what you're up against. It's all propaganda.
Yep.
And submissions and that to government over the years have proven this.
Mm.
You've probably got more chance of getting hit by a meteorite than dying of a dietary supplement. But in saying that, look, we can't live without water, but we can drown in water. Anything taken to excess, well, it's up. The onus is on the individual.
Mm, mm, mm. Yeah, personal responsibility and all that in there. We'll get into that a bit more later on. But so what kind of people or organisations or whatever are involved with the Natural Health Alliance? Paddy?
Mainly small to medium-sized businesses.
So these would be growers, like growing garlic or
yes,
whatever?
Yes, yeah. Yes, and manufacturers. We do have a number of large manufacturers as well that export.
Yep.
It's quite a vibrant industry, as you can appreciate. People want to take responsibility for their own health and well-being.
Yep.
And they don't need to be told by a nanny state that this is what they have to do and this is what they have to take.
Mm.
So this is the big problem, and people are, we're just tired of it, and they wear you down. Bureaucracy wears you down, as you know.
Yep, yep.
But you just got to keep on pushing. You know, you've got to push back because it's just nonsense.
Now,
what happened, of course, is that the probably jumping the gun here, but the therapeutic products bill that was introduced in Parliament way back in July.
Okay, so that's this year, Paddy. This is following on. We'll go into that then. Because in 1981 there was the Medicines Act passed. Correct.
Correct.
Okay, and in that the natural medicines were not included or were included?
No. They came in 1984.
Okay, and that got added to the Medicines Act of 1981. Did they?
No, they didn't.
Right.
They have been separate. Right along, probably till about probably 5 or 6 years ago, when MPI, which was originally food safety, passed them over to MedSafe because they didn't want to deal with them. But what a lot of people don't realise,
what was behind that thinking, Paddy? Do you know?
Oh well, look, the MPI obviously is a world leader. Most people don't realise that MPI New Zealand is a world leader in food technology and auditing and so on. And I think that MedSafe probably pushed that that they could look after them because it would be an opportunity for them down the track to bring them under medicines. So I think that there's obviously been some, I'd use the term skullduggery, because in today's environment, a lot of this nonsense goes on.
Mm.
And I think that that's what has occurred. And MPI, although in saying that, Food Safety New Zealand, way back in 2007, we're looking at upgrading the Dietary Supplement Regulations 1984. So a lot of work had already been done.
Mm.
And that was in anticipation of the joint agency with Australia, which was would have been another nightmare because it was a treaty in international waters. You know, this is just nonsense what's been going on over these years.
Yeah.
People have no idea what these governments have done in the past or tried to do in the past and are actually doing right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm. And so these legislations, I mean, what are the real impacts on your average Joe and Jane on the street out of these, Paddy?
Okay. What will happen, of course, is that the cost of regulation. So let's just talk about regulation for a start, and then we'll talk about Mary and Jane. To register a product now in Australia, and I'll use Australia as an example because this is exactly what MedSafe want to do. They want an empire like they've got in Australia under the TGA.
Now, TGA being?
The Therapeutic Goods Administration
right.
in Australia. Okay,
right.
That's basically the equivalent of MedSafe here.
Right.
But keep in mind that they've got over 20 million people there, and we've got just over 5 million here.
Mm.
Now, to register one single product in Australia, it's $1,000. So if you've got a vitamin C product, it's $1,000 a year to register.
Yeah, okay, that sounds excessive, but all right. Yep, yep.
Okay, so if you've got 50 products, that's $50,000. And if you've got 100 products, that's $100,000 and so on.
Mm.
For what? For nothing. It's a tax. It's basically a tax on the product that is not causing any problems and hasn't caused any problems for many, many, many years.
Mm.
So it's actually 100% cost recovery to industry. So in Australia, they've got 400 staff in Canberra to look after the pharmaceutical industry and the natural health industry.
Yep.
And 96% of that, of their income, comes from the pharmaceutical industry, and the other 4% comes from the natural health industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100% cost recovery to industry. So you can imagine the cost of the fees. Horrendous.
Mm.
So they want to duplicate this here. Okay. So what will happen now with Jane and Mary, we'll get to there, Jane and Mary, because a lot of companies will not be able to continue to stock those products. Because if they're not selling enough of those products, especially if they're imported, to make a profit, then they'll have to cull a number of those products. So what will happen is that the person on the street will have a diminished supply of product, and they'll have to get it from overseas. Now, what will happen, of course, is that Amazon and iHerb and those companies, big multinational companies, can import product into New Zealand, and those regulations won't cover that. That's how stupid the whole thing is. So a company can bring in product from overseas, and they will have to register it here. But someone, Joe and Mary, can buy a product on the web, have it delivered to their door, and there's no cost to the company that's sending it to them.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about products here, Patty, I mean, what are a few examples? Like I heard, I was talking to someone about this, and they said, like, even using garlic or, you know, whatever, you know, your few garden herbs or whatever as, you know, as a medicine, you won't be able to sell that. Is all of this, is that really how it is, Patty?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, so definitely, because, you know, garlic in a capsule or vitamin C. And, of course, we can't live without vitamin C, as you know, that we don't produce vitamin C in our body and we have to get it from an exogenous source. So if we don't, and it's not in the, most of it's not in the food chain. You know, oranges that you see in the supermarket, a lot of them contain very, very little vitamin C because they're picked before they're ripened. And they've done tests on vitamin C that had basically oranges that had zero vitamin C.
Right.
They inject colourings into them to make them look good on the supermarket shelf.
Right, right. These would be all, I guess, Californian oranges, you know.
Well, yes. Yeah. You'd peel the skin off and it's about... The orange is about half the size. Yes, those sorts of things that people have been using for years and years and years are not going to be available. And companies aren't going to be innovative because there's not going to be the market for them.
Okay, and I guess, you know, what can, you know, your average person kind of do about this sort of thing, Patty?
Okay, well, regarding the Act,
Regarding the Act, and you know, my initial thoughts there are straight away, you know, if individuals or communities or whatever got together and actually grew a lot of these things themselves on a smaller scale, right? That could kind of work well.
Definitely, and a lot of people are doing that already, Craig.
Yeah.
A lot of people are doing that already, and my advice to them is good on them. Because we need to get back to basics, and we don't need to be told what we can and what we can't do. I think that's where things are these days, is where you've got politicians who think that Joe Public can't think for themselves, and they need to be told what to do, what to eat, where to sleep, and so on.
Yeah.
So the one of the things about the Act itself now is that it was ran through Parliament. And I think that that's what people need to realise. It was ran through Parliament, and it's actually given one person total control, one single regulator, the ability to make decisions at random. Now, that's very, very, very dangerous because...
Yeah, it does sound a little dangerous, that kind of thing, yeah.
Well, the bill itself was passed through Parliament because obviously Labor had the numbers to do so.
That would have been with it. So that was what year was that? Did it get passed?
July this year.
Oh, this year, wasn't it? Yeah.
This is very recent.
So I guess who's that? That's Labor and the Greens, right? And New Zealand First,
obviously. Yeah, Labor and the Greens, definitely.
I'm kind of surprised by that. I guess the election's coming up, so we'll get a little bit into the politics, I suppose. But yeah, I would have thought the Greens, personally, would have been kind of against that kind of thing.
Exactly, disgusting. I'd have to use the term disgusting. They're not a Green Party at all. I haven't got on the air here to have a go at the Greens, but seriously, they're not a Green Party at all. Actually, they're called the Watermelon Party, so that is it all.
Yeah, yeah.
Just getting back to the bill itself. Now, what that means is that the Ministry of Health hoodwinked, I'd use the term, the government to pass the bill in its current form. Now, the details haven't even been filled in. So what they're saying is that we've got a blank check, basically, to put in there whatever we like. And that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
It doesn't sound like the way things should work, for sure, Paddy. Yeah.
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? And this is why we've been pushing back against it, because it doesn't benefit anyone. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I guess, yeah, you know, apart from growing your own stuff and things like that, Paddy, I mean, what else can folks do about this? You know, I guess what I'm trying to do here is raise awareness about it for the good listeners in Whangarei, Raglan, and throughout the Waikato coming out of Free FM and things like that. So, I mean, what can, you know, folks actually do about this, Paddy?
Well, you know, people down in the Waikato and surrounding districts and that are very resilient and at growing a lot of their own herbs and stuff. But what we're trying to do is get the government to repeal the Act, get it out of Parliament. We don't need it.
Yep.
So what we've been doing is contacting all of the parties, or we did contact all of the parties. I wrote to them all and asked them what their statement was. I received one response, and that was from Mr. Hipkins, who then referred it on to the Minister of Health. So
right.
It was a wasted exercise, of course. But no one has a problem with the Therapeutic Products Act being upgraded for medicines and medical devices. Okay?
Yes.
It was old, and it needed to come into the 21st century. We agreed with that. But it was only last November that we were informed that they were going to include natural health products in the Therapeutic Products Bill after we had been promised, and I use the word promised, by previous governments, both National and Labor, that they would never include natural health products under a pharmaceutical regime.
Something's changed pretty quickly then there, Paddy?
For sure. This has been pushed by the Ministry of Health bureaucrats. That's a given. And I've told them so. They don't like me, but that's okay. You don't keep on these people's toes, these unelected bureaucrats. Then they will walk all over you. So it's pretty tough that you're having to fight your own people for something that should never have been introduced in the first place. Dietary supplements and natural health products should be removed, but the whole bill itself should be repealed because it's so overreaching and overarching that it's unworkable. Now, the Minister of Health was asked in Parliament by Shane Reedy from National how many extra people would be required to run this agency. And the Minister of Health said 150. Well, if you think about this, they already have 150 staff that look to register or regulate pharmaceutical medicines. That's 150. So the Minister of Health said they need another 150. Now, there's a newsletter that was sent out recently by MedSafe saying that they're going to need three times that.
Right.
Well, if you think about it, those three times that they're talking about is to regulate natural health products. OK? because they're already regulating pharmaceutical products and medical devices with 150 staff.
Yeah.
So you know where I'm coming from?
Yeah. They're certainly creating work for themselves.
Creating a bureaucracy.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Jobs for the boys and girls.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. I don't know, is there a petition going around or something from the Natural Health Alliance about this, Paddy, or...?
You know something, Craig?
What's that?
Governments don't even look at petitions. You know, you can get petitions till the cows come home. Governments these days just don't even look at them.
So where does that leave your average citizen then, Paddy?
Well, you know exactly where it leaves them. And you can see what's going on in the current environment. There is a petition going around that has a number of signatures on it. But the point that I'm trying to make is they don't look at petitions. They don't care. The modern government is not about justice at all. It's very scary, to tell you the truth.
Yes, it's going to take some sort of revolution before this sort of thing changes, Paddy, but that's kind of beyond the scope of of today's discussion. But
For sure.
Thanks very much for coming on, Paddy. Really appreciate that. And is there anything else, any final words you want to add before we leave you in peace?
No. I'm just saying that we want the bill repealed, and the only party that has said that they would repeal it if they became part of the government is New Zealand First.
Right on.
So that's what we've been behind.
All right, good as gold. All right, well, thanks for your time, Paddy, and any updates, let us know, and we'll go from there. But yeah, thanks again for your time coming on the show. Really appreciate it, Paddy.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, thanks, mate.
Have a great day.
Yeah, bye. You too, mate. See ya. All right, folks, there we are. That's Paddy Fahey there, the chairman of the Natural Health Alliance. And I was just thought of the song as I was talking to him. And Paddy's honour, here goes the Black Crowes Remedy. We'll be right back. All right, folks, here we are. That was Black Crowes Remedy there in honour of the Betty Faye here, our guest for today from the Natural Health Alliance. And that's kind of it for the show. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I'll be back again next week with, I've got a couple of folks I want to talk to. I'm not too sure who it's going to be next week, but you've got all that to look forward to. So have a lovely week, folks. It's going to be another beautiful spring week. Bit of rain, bit of sun, bit of this, bit of that, probably a bit of wind as well. So get out there and enjoy it anyway, folks. And it is warming up generally and slowly. So, yep, enjoy yourselves, folks. And ka kite, we'll see you next week. I'm going to go out with this one, Third Stone from the Stone Boy, Jimi Hendrix. Hope you enjoy it.
Understand. Sorting you my